This is In the News in VOA Special English. Muammar Gaddafi ruled Libya for 42 years. He was killed Thursday after fighters loyal to the National Transitional Council, the NTC, captured him in his hometown of Sirte. People celebrated in Tripoli, including this engineer, who gave only his first name, Osama.
All the people now go outside and they celebrate and they feel so happy about the end of this Gaddafi's regime. And everyone, even the families and the children and old people, all are out to celebrate this. This moment is a very, very happiness moment now.
Questions about how the Libyan leader died have raised the possibility of an international investigation. Muammar Gaddafi was 27 when he took power in 1969 after a military overthrow of Libya's king. He once declared himself Africa's King of Kings. This Nigerian social worker, Mary Ine, says other African leaders who want to stay in power forever should learn something.
This is a lesson to our leaders in this part of the world, to know that power belongs to God and that God can take power from anybody, anytime. It is time for our leaders to look beyond trying to grab all the things that belongs to the public, to their own pocket, you know, for their own families.
Ugandan government spokesman Fred Opolot had some praise for the former leader.
Gaddafi will be remembered in Uganda as a Pan-Africanist who contributed a lot to save the workings of the African Union. Also in individual countries, he contributed a lot in the foreign direct investment. And let's not forget, he was a key proponent for African unity. So, you know, in that context, Gaddafi will be missed.
The United States blamed Libya for bombing a German nightclub in 1986. Two American servicemen were killed. The United States reacted with deadly airstrikes in Libya. In 2003, Colonel Gaddafi took steps to improve relations with the West. He admitted responsibility for the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland. That attack killed 270 people. He also rejected weapons of mass destruction and terrorism. As a result, the United States reopened diplomatic ties with Libya. The rebellion in Libya began in February in the eastern city of Benghazi. Colonel Gaddafi sought to crush the unrest. He refused to leave, even as NATO planes began attacking his forces in March. NATO says its airstrikes likely aided in his capture. It says its planes had attacked a large group of vehicles that attempted to flee Sirte on Thursday. It says NATO officials did not know at the time that Colonel Gaddafi was in one of the vehicles. NTC officials have said control of Sirte would begin a series of moves for elections, a new government, and a new constitution. President Obama said the United States looks forward to the quick formation of a government and to free and fair elections. Mr. Obama added, without putting a single U.S. service member on the ground, we achieved our objectives and our NATO mission will soon come to an end. And that's In the News in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Ember.